ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि रतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रतिबोधविदितम् मतम् अमृतत्वम् हि विन्दते आत्मना विन्दते वीर्यम् विद्यया विन्दते मृतम् अविज्ञातम् विजानताम् इति अवधृतम् यदि ब्रह्म अत्यन्तमेव अविज्ञातम् लौकिकानाम् ब्रह्मविदाञ्च अविशेषः प्राप्तः अविज्ञातम् विजानताम् इति च परस्परविरुद्धम् कथम् तु तद्ब्रह्म सम्यग्विदितम् भवति इति एवम् अर्थम् आह सो दिस् टिल् हियर् दि भाष्यम् एक्स्प्लेन्स् दि वेरि पर्पस् आफ् दि मन्त्र the purpose of this mantra, which means this mantra gives an answer. Answer for what? Answer for the question that wise people do not know Brahman. The ordinary ignorant people who are not exposed to the study of the Shastram also do not know Brahman. There is specific ignorance on the part of these wise people. There is ignorance on the part of the people, the illiterate people. So what is the difference? What does it mean? Which means, for the wise people, Brahman, wise people do not know Brahman means Brahman is not an object of knowledge, not an object of knowledge for the wise people. Therefore, they do not know Brahman as an object of knowledge. But they know Brahman, that is why they are called wise people. But they know, for them, Brahman is the very swarupam of the subject of knowledge, the knower, I. But then the question here is, but the ignorant people do not know Brahman at all. This is the answer. Thereafter the question comes, in any knowledge, the process of objectification is very much involved. Without involving this objectification process, it is impossible for any knowledge to be there, isn't it? But the problem here is, if Brahman is not an object of knowledge, then the process of objectification is not useful there. Which means, how to recognize the Brahman without objectifying it? How to know Brahman is the question for which this mantra is an answer. This is how Brahman has to be recognized. How to recognize Brahman as the swarupam of the knower, subject of knowledge, not as an object of knowledge. Okay, this is the answer for, as an answer only this mantra is given here, the important mantra. And we also saw last class, viditam bodham, bodham prati viditam. Bodham, bodham prati viditam. Viditam means how it is known. How Brahman, the reality of the universe, the truth of the universe is known. Prati bodham, bodham, bodham prati known. If it is known in every cognition, in every piece of knowledge, and for which the explanation comes, we saw last class, if every cognition, in every piece of knowledge, Brahman is known, the reality is known, as how, as what? How Brahman is known. So for which it's explained, we need to understand what cognition is, first of all. What knowledge is. So knowledge or cognition is called vritti jnanam. And this vritti jnanam means it involves two aspects. One is antahkarana vrittihi, which rises in the mind and resolves in the mind. And the other is what? The manifestation of consciousness. So manifest consciousness and vritti together alone is called vritti jnanam. This we saw last class. And his vrittis by themselves are inert in nature. Why? Because the vrittis are also material products. Because vrittis means, like we say, wave is water, the entire mind is, the ocean is water, isn't it? Like that. The entire, the antahkaranam, the mind, are they all, the vrittis are material products. Therefore, they're also inert in nature. But the inert vrittis themselves cannot become conscious and sentient. Therefore, themselves cannot be the knowledge, isn't it? If it's the manifestation of consciousness, the vrittis alone become what? The knowledge or cognition. The two aspects are involved, I said. And here, that's what he said. He's explaining here. Bodha shabdena. When we say bodha, okay, knowledge or cognition, we are implying, understand what? Bodhaha pratyaha uchyante. Pratyaha here means the antahkarana vrittayaha, the vrittis, or you could say in cognitions which arise in the mind. Bauddha here means what? Anything pertaining to buddhi is called bauddha. Bauddha should not be mistaken for anything. Now the even people who follow Buddha are called bauddha. The followers of Buddha is also called bauddha. But here bauddha means the anything pertaining to buddhi is bauddha. So here we can say buddhi stands for the entire antahkaranam. So bauddha means what? No, all the thoughts which rise in the mind are called bauddha pratyaha. Okay, all the vrittis, the thought modifications which arise in the mind, isn't it, are called here bauddha pratyaha. And so all the antahkarana vrittayaha is equal to what? Bauddha pratyaha. The thought modifications which arise in the mind are said to be here bodhaha. Or we can say, known by the term bodhaha. Bodha shabdena, by this word bodhaha here, generally bodhaha means what? Knowledge, cognition, understanding. But here the bodha shabdaha, you know, we should understand, knowledge means what? He is saying, bodha shabdena bauddha pratyaha uchyante. The thought modifications which rise and resolve in the antahkaranam are said to be here bodha, known by the term bodha. And sarve pratyaha, all these pratyaha, all these vrittis, all these antahkarana vrittayaha, all these inert thoughts, vishayi bhavanti. Okay, all these thoughts, once a thought comes, immediately there will be manifestation of consciousness. In the presence of thoughts, the consciousness, because consciousness is timeless, eternal reality, isn't it? Consciousness is timeless, eternal reality. It's always there, doesn't come and go. In the thought comes, consciousness becomes manifest. The thought is not there, consciousness remains as consciousness without being manifest. So that when the consciousness remains as consciousness without becoming manifest, it is, we call it what? Pure consciousness. There is no such thing called pure consciousness and impure consciousness. What is there is only consciousness, isn't it? The consciousness is what? Doesn't come and go, it is eternal and it's all pervasive. Therefore, it's all pervasive, eternal consciousness, or being always there, everywhere there. It is always what? It is the manifest means it is transactable. If it is not manifest means it is non-transactable. When does the consciousness become manifest? In the presence of the thought. The thought is consciousness becomes manifest. The thought is not there. Consciousness remains as consciousness without being manifest. So I shouldn't use the word unmanifest, isn't it? Consciousness remains as pure consciousness. That, for vritti, now we are going to see here, this vrittayaha, you know, these vrittis, very important lesson is what now, the vrittis, now the vrittis are inert means the vrittis are dependent on this consciousness for illumination. Vrittis are antahkarana vrittayaha, or these thought modifications which rise in the mind are dependent on consciousness for illumination. And consciousness is dependent on the vrittis for manifestation. Okay, both are mutually dependent. For what? Consciousness is dependent on vrittis for manifestation. And the vrittis are dependent on consciousness for illumination. And thereby existence also. The unillumined thought is what? Unknown thought is as good as non-existent. Isn't it? So the consciousness, it is not manifest, means it is also as good as non-existent. Why? Because it is non-accessible, non-transactable. Is it clear now? Therefore, but consciousness and vritti together is what? Cognition or knowledge. Therefore, we say, see, the mind, we can say mind or the thoughts, mind with all the thoughts is said to be the manifester. Manifester means what? Why? Manaha abhivyanjayati. Abhivyanjayati means what now? Abhivyanjayati is a verb, better I want to know. Manifests. Mind manifests. Therefore, the one who manifests the consciousness, that which manifests the consciousness, what now? Manifester. And what is that which becomes manifest in the mind? Isn't it? The manifested is what now? Abhivyangyam. Chaitanyam abhivyangyam. And the mind is the abhivyanjak. Manaha abhivyanjakam. Manaha abhivyanjakam means that which manifests is called abhivyanjakam. I can say manifesting medium. Abhivyanjakam. Abhivyanjakam manaha. Abhivyanjika vrittihi. The manifesting thought. Vritti is a feminine word. Abhivyanjika vrittihi. Abhivyanjakam manaha. An abhivyangyam chaitanyam. Abhivyangyam means what? Abhivyangyam means manifested. Is it clear now? Therefore, here, now, which means mind is the manifesting medium. Mind is the manifester. Every thought is the manifesting medium. And the here, the consciousness is, what now? Abhivyanjam manifested. Now, this abhivyaktihi, whenever there is abhivyaktihi, abhivyaktihi means what? Manifestation, noun. Abhivyanjayati, abhivyanjakam, abhivyanjika, abhivyaktihi, noun. Abhivyaktihi, when there is manifestation, there is cognition. So manifestation, when can there be manifestation? Only when the vritti is there. Okay, so manifestation of consciousness or manifestation of consciousness is called what now? Jnanam, bodaha. Where is it manifest? In the manifesting medium. What is it? Mind. Effort, where two aspects are involved. Now we have to understand, okay, this manifesting medium, the mind, or manifesting medium, the vritti, the thought, is what now? It cannot shine by itself, or it cannot become conscious and sentient by itself, because it is a material product. It is dependent on consciousness for illumination. Therefore, vrittihi is prakashya. Mind is prakashyam. And consciousness is the illuminator. Isn't it? The illuminator is prakashakaha. Sarva prakashakam. We are going to see in the next verse, even in Aparokshanubhuti. So here, sarva prakashakaha. Prakashaka means what? The illuminator. The consciousness is the illuminator and mind is the illumined. So Prakashakaha Prakashyam is what you have to remember. Who is the Prakashakaha? What is the Prakashyam? And who is Abhivyanjakaha? And who is, what is Abhivyanjakam? And what is Abhivyangyam? We have to remember. It's very important. Is it clear now? Therefore, when can there be cognition? When can there be knowledge? Only when there is manifestation. When can there be manifestation? Only consciousness is eternal, always there. When is it available for recognition? Only when it is manifest. If it is for it to manifest, there must be vrittis. If the vrittis are there, there is manifestation. Only when it is manifest, consciousness is recognizable. When the vrittis are not there, it cannot be manifest. When it is not manifest, it is non-recognizable. Non-recognizable, being non-recognizable should not be mistaken for being non-existent. That's another thing, isn't it? So here, this is very clear. Now what we have to understand here, of these two, what is Brahman? What is Brahman? Brahman, the reality is this consciousness which is manifest in every vritti. That's why bodham, bodham, prati means what now? In every cognition, what is that? There's a vritti and there is manifest consciousness. There's a vritti, there's a manifest consciousness. But the manifest consciousness is one invariable, unchanging consciousness. But the changing variable thoughts. The vrittis keep on changing, but the manifest consciousness is what? Invariably present in all the variable vrittis. So, where should we place I? This invariably present consciousness alone, what now? Is Brahma. Brahman, which is manifest as conscious, manifest, available for recognition as manifest consciousness in every mind, in every vritti. So Brahman is available for recognition only as consciousness in every vritti, in every mind. And with the next step comes. That's what is I. So where should we place my I now? Aham Brahma Asmi. So I, what should be the meaning of this first person singular pronoun I? Vritti or changing many vrittis or unchanging only consciousness? Changeless, unchanging consciousness should be taken as I. What should we claim? We should claim the vrittis as changing many vrittis as I, no? Or the mind full of vrittis as I, or we should claim the unchanging, invariably present consciousness as I. No, we should claim the unchanging, invariably present consciousness as I, not the changing vrittis. This understanding will really give you objectivity also. This unfoldment helps you to have some sort of comprehension. You comprehend now. And here, this much is very clear, isn't it? And here comes the doubt. Not the doubt. Many Vedanta students, when they study here, they will come to this point and some sort of confusion might arise, whether we have confusion or not. Shankara makes out this confusion is possible, so he wants to make it very clear. What is the confusion? Listen. Every time when we understand vrittihi abhivyanjika manaha abhivyanjakam and consciousness is abhivyangyam, mind is the manifester, consciousness is the, is manifested, isn't it? Which means we know very well only when it is manifest available for recognition, isn't it? This manifest consciousness alone is given the name Chidabhasaha. Now I use the word Chidabhasaha or Chit Pratibimbaha. Chidabhasaha, Abhasaha means reflection, is it? This manifest consciousness, this idea is in the very Vedantic teaching idea is. People talk about this reflected consciousness. What is reflected consciousness? What is Chidabhasaha? What is Chit Pratibimbaha? Chit Pratibimbaha, Chidabhasaha is a name given to the consciousness when it is manifest. So now we can say Chidabhasaha with, isn't it? The manifest consciousness with antakarna vrittihi is equal to knowledge, cognition, perception, any emotion for that matter. We're going to see that. Now, what is this manifest consciousness? A manifest consciousness. What is Chidabhasaha? Just a name for the same consciousness in the presence of vritti. In the absence of vritti, you cannot call Chidabhasaha. It is Chit. In the presence of vritti, what is known, the pure consciousness, because it is manifest and because available for recognition only when it is manifest, it is called, known by the term Chidabhasaha. It Pratibimbaha. In the absence of vritti, there is no manifestation. Isn't it? There is only Chit. The Chit was there before its manifestation also, Chit. After the manifestation also, Chit. But the name is given is what now? Chidabhasaha. So, some people here have the problem. See, we are working hard for the Chit only. We are working hard for consciousness only. But what is available for recognition in the mind, in every vritti, is only Chidabhasaha. Therefore, what should we do now? We have to reinvent. They think we have to, what now? What is Chidabhasaha? Chidabhasaha is available. So mind plus, how can say, the chit plus Chidabhasaha plus mind. Chit plus mind is what? Chidabhasaha. Which is available for recognition. Is it clear or not?
Yes.
So what should we do for chit now? Chit plus mind is equal to Chidabhasaha. So what should we do now for chit now? We have to work very hard. Chidabhasaha minus mind is equal to chit. Chidabhasaha minus mind is equal to chit. Therefore, we have to knock off the mind. This is the problem. We have to knock off the mind. If the mind is knocked off, then there will be chit. We get the pure consciousness. Knocking off the mind means what? Knocking off all the thoughts. When you knock off all the thoughts, when you knock the mind off, isn't it? That is why they work for samadhi. For samadhi, what do you have to do? You have to meditate. So meditate on something. And as a result of meditation, you see all the thoughts are gone, thoughts are knocked off. The entire mind becomes knocked off. The whole mind is knocked off means what now? Samadhi. Then in samadhi, chit is not available for recognition. Why? Chit cannot be manifest. Why? The thoughts must be there for the consciousness to become manifest. If the consciousness is not manifest, it is non-recognizable. Non-recognizable means you are working for recognition of the consciousness, and unfortunately you knock off the very manifesting medium and you want to recognize consciousness. It's a very important lesson. It's a very important teaching. Because Chidabhasa idea is in the very teaching. That's why I always love Pujya Swamiji. You know why? He said, where is, there's no such reflected consciousness. Swamiji never used it. That is why I follow his teaching so closely. He always says, where is reflected? Why do people talk about reflected consciousness? Where is reflected consciousness? It's just the consciousness. He said that. Our own Swamiji's teachers and so-called very well-known teachers, they use this word. I used to wonder, my God, these people are teaching, this seems to be okay, why Swamiji hasn't? Then I understood, isn't it? It's just the name given to the same consciousness. You get it? Very important lesson. Because only if the consciousness, the consciousness is always pure consciousness only. The consciousness which is not manifest is non-recognizable, non-transactable. It is manifest alone is recognizable. And for it to become manifest, there must be manifesting the manifestor vritti. And if we remove the vritti, we knock out the whole mind, how can there be manifestation? How can you recognize consciousness? They want to, why there is an idea that I should knock off the mind? Why the very idea comes? Because the consciousness obtaining in the mind, available for recognition, is given the name what? Chidabhasaha. Therefore, what do I want? I want only chit, the pure consciousness. So what should I do? I'm not interested in Chidabhasa, set aside Chidabhasa. Once the name is given, I set aside it, I ignore Chidabhasa. I ignore it, I set it aside. Why? Because Chidabhasaha, I'm not interested in Chidabhasaha, I'm interested in only chit chit. Pure consciousness, isn't it? I'm not interested in manifest consciousness. Therefore, what should I do? Now, if the mind with in the consciousness, mind with the chit with the mind is equal to Chidabhasaha means, then what should I do? Chidabhasaha minus mind is chit. Therefore, I have to undo the mind. I have to somehow knock off the mind. But we have to understand here, whenever even what is death, we understood already in the Rukrishi Veka class, isn't it? The departure of mind is the death of the physical body. The body becomes a corpse the minute mind leaves the physical body. And even when the mind being present also, the non-functional, the vrittis do not rise. The non-functional mind means even then there is no manifestation. That is why the person who is asleep is as good as dead. You know, that is why when fall asleep, that is why in India, once you wake up from sleep, after shower, we are not supposed to go and touch the bed. Because it is a dead head. Because in sleep, it's like death actually. It's not clean. You know, that is why we are supposed to have shower also immediately. Why? Because once you're up means come back to life. You are like dead person in the whole night when you're fast asleep. The idea is the mind is non-functional means also what? Vrittis are resolved means there's no manifestation. When there's no manifestation, consciousness is in sleep, but is non-accessible, non-transactable, non-recognizable. Isn't it? So what is important for the consciousness to be recognized? Manifestation. So for the consciousness to become manifest, what is important? Thoughts. So for thoughts to be there, what should be present? Mind. Therefore, the idea of knocking off the mind by serious practice of meditation and awaiting for the samadhi experience is not the right thing to do. This is the this is an innovative method. Okay, knock off the mind. What should it do for knocking off the mind? Have samadhi experience. What should it do? Practice meditation. Meditation is the way. Only way to knock off the mind. To arrive at pure chit, the consciousness. Non-transactable pure chit is non-recognizable. And how can you talk about recognition of consciousness? Non-recognized cannot be, isn't it? Talked about. Is an important lesson. Therefore, what should we do here? That is why the main teaching, what he does here, Shankara says here. Now we'll read it. Sarve pratyayaha.
Sarve pratyayaha.
Vishayi bhavanti yasya.
Vishayi bhavanti yasya.
Sa atma.
Sa atma.
I'll split this sentence and talk to you. Sarve pratyayaha, all the thoughts. Vishayi bhavanti yasya. Vishayi bhavanti means become the objects of knowledge. For whom? Of consciousness. Thoughts are objects of knowledge, of consciousness. That consciousness for whom all the thoughts become, for which the thoughts become objects of knowledge. That consciousness is Brahman, the Atma. Vishayi Bhavanti. Objects of illumination. Thoughts are objects of illumination of consciousness. That is what is the consciousness is what? That consciousness is, here we say, Atma. What should you claim here as I now? What is now? Is it? I am Atma. Are you a thought? Now what are you going to claim yourself to be? Are you going to identify yourself with the thought, or are you going to claim yourself to be consciousness? I should be placed in thought or consciousness. So I should claim the consciousness as the Atma, not the vritti. Why? The I am consciousness and the vrittis are objects of knowledge of I, the Atma, the consciousness. The illuminated consciousness. Knower consciousness. Isn't it? Again, the illuminator also, when you say consciousness, as to, even I told in the class, consciousness is not the illuminator, not the knower, but from standpoint of the illumined thoughts, the status is given to conscious what now? The knower illuminator. So here you have to understand what the thoughts are. Okay, the consciousness is and thoughts are, isn't it? You will understand here. So one should claim the consciousness to be the self, not the vrittis. So sarve pratyaha vishayi bhavanti yasya saha atma. So that, you know, the consciousness for which all the thoughts, you know, become the objects of knowledge. The consciousness is that is Brahman, the Atma. And that Atma, what does it do? Next sentence. Sarva bodhan.
Sarva bodhan.
Pratibuddhyate.
Pratibuddhyate.
Sarva bodhan pratibuddhyate. Sarva bodha means, pratibuddhyate means knows, becomes aware. So I, the consciousness, aware of all the thoughts, all the vrittis. Bodhan pratibuddhyate. Sarva bodhan pratibuddhyate. It knows all the thoughts. It illumines all the thoughts. Sarva bodhan pratibuddhyate means knows all the thoughts, becomes aware of all the thoughts, illumines all the thoughts. So, that Atma, the Brahman, the reality, the Atma, which is, you know, which is for which all the thoughts are objects of knowledge, you know, that Atma, the consciousness, you get now, Sarva Pratyaya Darshi. Sarva Pratyaya Darshi. Sarva Pratyaya Darshi means the seer of all the thoughts, the awarer of all the thoughts, the knower of all the thoughts, the illuminator of all the thoughts is who? He says, Chichakti Swarupa Matraha. Chichakti Swarupa Matraha Atma. The self, I, the self, is what? The pure consciousness alone. Chichakti Swarupa Matraha means the pure consciousness alone is Atma, that Paramatma, for whom all the thoughts become objects of knowledge, and who knows all the thoughts, who becomes aware of all the thoughts. Okay, pratibuddhyate means knows, illumines, becomes aware of all the, no, bodhan pratibuddhyate. Sarva pratyaya darshi means what now? Knower of all the thoughts, seer of all the thoughts, illuminator of all the thoughts. Sarva pratyaya darshi. Sarva means what? Good thought, bad thought, improper thought, proper thought, jealousy comes, hatred comes, anger comes, all the emotions. There is no problem, isn't it? Sarva pratyaya darshi. Like sarva prakashakam, prakashaka, prakashaka, what now? This is light. All illumining light. Light has no problem, no partiality, isn't it? No, I should illumine only fair people, not the dark things. Mm-hmm. No. A mic or a laptop or a book or a thing or a dirt or different colors or dry flowers or fresh flowers, light has no partiality. It just illumines. What action does it do? By its mere presence. By its mere swarupa. Without any problem, isn't it? That's the nature of the light. It is always in its presence, things come, they become illumined. Things go away, taken away, now it light remains as light. Light remains as light. Things come into its presence, it illumines. Things are taken away, it remains as light. Without the name illuminator. In the presence of opaque, with the status illuminator, light remains as light. What change does it happen on the part of the light? No change. What movement, what motion, what action? Nothing. Sannidhi matrena. Isn't it? Similarly here also. The thoughts, sarva bodhan, that's why sarva pratyaya darshi here means, sarva bodhan pratibuddhyate means, the manifest consciousness, the vritti, isn't it? When the consciousness becomes aware of, that which becomes aware of all the thoughts, that which illumines all the thoughts, irrespective of whatever the thought is, what? Sarva Pratyaya Darshi, illuminator, awareer, knower of all the thoughts, seer of all the thoughts. That seer, that knower, that illuminator of all the thoughts is none other than Chichakti Swarupa Matraha, the Atma, which is of the nature of pure consciousness, which is pure consciousness alone. Matraha means what now? That Atma is what now? The knower of the vrittis, all the vrittis, is pure consciousness alone. Chichakti Swarupa Matraha. The knower is consciousness. The knower I is consciousness. Which means what? The knower is nothing but pure consciousness. Chichakti Swarupa Matraha Atma. What is I here? I, the Self, am the pure consciousness. Therefore, the next question comes. This Chidabhasaha is nothing but pure consciousness manifest in the vritti with seeming limitations. Why seeming limitations? Consciousness is ever limitless reality. Ever limitless reality seemingly, isn't it? As manifest, when it is manifest in the mind, what now? Is appears to be, isn't it? Seeming, no, limited. The seeming limitations. The limitations belong to what? Limitations are there for the mind. The mind is subject to all limitations. Mind has time limitation. Mind has spatial limitation. Is it? Mind has object limitation. And mind has all the problems. Therefore, the consciousness which illumines the vrittis in the mind has nothing to do with the vrittis, nothing to do with the limitations. Ever limitless consciousness is seemingly and appears to be with seeming limitations, is it? Because of its association with the mind in the manifesting medium with the limitations. So I the self am the consciousness aware of all the vrittis, no, is ever limitless. I am ever limitless. I am ever limitless consciousness. Therefore, what should we do here now? We need not work for knocking of the mind. We have to rediscover the chit from the very chidabhasa. By mentally, by intellectually, you know, deleting the thoughts. This rediscovery of chit from chidabhasa, by cognitively filtering the thoughts, is what? Is a change of perspective which is called Brahma Jnanam or Atma Jnanam. I repeat sentence. This rediscovery of Chit from Chidabhasa by what now? When you recognize whom? You recognize Chidabhasa. Then when we recognize Chidabhasa, what should we do? We intellectually delete the thoughts. Not physically. Filter the thoughts and rediscover Chit. Thereby changing the perspective. You change your perspective. As what? I am pure consciousness. Temporarily manifesting in vrittis and appearing with seeming limitations. Is it clear? Therefore, that is very the important lesson, and he, what I already told you, he is going to say here. Pratyayaihi, next important, that important line, you have to remember, underline this. It is for all the people, this particular line is presented here by Shankar Bhagavatpada mainly for people who are so serious about practicing meditation and to discover chit by knocking off the mind. Isn't it? For them the lesson is given here. Listen. Pratyayaihi eva, you know?
Pratyayaihi eva.
Pratyayaihi eva.
Pratyayaihi eva.
Pratyayeshu.
Pratyayeshu.
Avis. Pratyayeshu.
Pratyayeshu.
Avisishtataya.
Avisishtataya.
Lakshyate.
Lakshyate.
See, how do you arrive at consciousness? He says here. Chichakti swarupamatra atma. Atma, the pure consciousness, the self. You know, which is available for recognition as the manifest consciousness in the vrittis. Is it? How are you going to recognize it? Not by knocking off the thoughts, but intellectually deleting the thoughts, intellectually filtering the thoughts. Isn't it? Recognize the consciousness. So, lakshyate. That consciousness is arrived at. That consciousness is comprehended. Lakshyate. How do you comprehend consciousness? Pure consciousness. Lakshyate means is arrived at, is held, is it? Is comprehended. You reach the consciousness. Then is reached. Lakshyate means what now? Is reached, is arrived at. Pure consciousness is arrived at. Chit is arrived at. How? By intellectually, cognitively filtering the thoughts. Not physically knocking. Where do you recognize? You know, from the Chidabhasa. Is it clear? Very important lesson. So here he says, Pratyayaihi eva means only with the help of thoughts. Only in the presence of thoughts. Only through the thoughts. Through means what now? Through the thoughts means only in the presence of thoughts. Pratyaya dvara eva. See, only if there is a mirror you can see a reflection. Without the mirror, how can you see the reflection of your face? So only in the presence of thoughts, pratyayaihi eva, pratyayanam dvara eva. No, only in the presence of thoughts, only with the help of thoughts, pratyayeshu, how are these thoughts? They are all visishtaha pratyayaha, isn't it? Visishtaha means what now? All different special variable thoughts. Visishtaha means variable. In all these different variable thoughts, each thought is different from every other thought, isn't it? In all these different variable thoughts, avisishtataya lakshyate, invariably being is noted, is to be, you know, is to be noted. What is to be noted there? What is to be noted? The pure consciousness, Atma, being invariably present in all these variable changing thoughts is to be noted. Pratyayesh, pratyayehi eva. This line, what remember? This is what this tradition says. Pratyayehi eva. Only by analyzing your knowledge. Pratyehi eva. Pratyeyeshu avisishtataya lakshyate. If you want to see the water, only you have to search for the water not outside of the wave, not inside of the wave, isn't it? Analyze what the wave is. Then filter the wave, namarupa, not physically, intellectually, and arrive at the water, the H2O. Where the effect is, there alone you have to see the cause, isn't it? Therefore, where it is manifest, there alone it is recognizable. Consciousness is present everywhere, always, eternally, all pervasively it is there. But where is it available for recognition? Only in the mind. Only with the help of the thoughts. As pure consciousness, Brahman is available for recognition. Pratyayehi eva pratyayeshu avisishtataya lakshyate. It is comprehensible, comprehended as the, what now? Pure as consciousness, where? Only in all the changing vrittis, as the unchanging, invariably, you know, invariable, every present, it is recognizable, consciousness. So the people who work for this, you know, okay, Chidabhasa alone is available in the mind. Therefore, what is available for recognition in the mind? Chidabhasa. Manifest consciousness only. What do you want? Pure consciousness. Chit. So what should you do? Remove the mind. Remove the thoughts. Drop all the thoughts. So meditate. Then what happens? Suppose if you drop, you know, inside it is not there, okay? Chidabhasa only is in the mind. So if we go out, let me go out for recognizing Brahman. Because in all the living beings, If you see, wherever you see the life, where on all the minds, what is there? Only Chidabhasa. Even all the living beings also, Chidabhasa only is available. Only manifest consciousness is available. And in non-living things, not at all available. My non-living things, available only as what? Only as existence. So Brahman, the reality, is available only as existence in non-living things. And the living things only as Chidabhasa. So how to arrive at Chit? Only in the mind. Only as, isn't it? In your own, as the invariably present in your own, the variable thought vrittis. Therefore, they think we have to drop the thoughts. Therefore, Shankara wants to make it very clear, this very important lesson, pratyayahi yeva lakshyate saha atma, that, you know, Brahman, the reality, the self, you know, the substance of the substantive, I, atma, is what now? You have to add actually, sarve pratyaha yasya vishayi bhavanti, that pure consciousness for which all the thoughts become objects of knowledge. Yaha atma sarva bodhan pati buddhyate, that pure awareness, consciousness, which is aware of all the vrittis, which illumines all the vrittis, and that consciousness which is the illuminator of, knower of all the vrittis, sarva pratyaya darshi, is what now? The Brahman, the Atma, is pure consciousness alone. That the knower, the seer, the knower, illuminator of all the thoughts, I, Atma, is nothing but pure consciousness, is of the nature of pure consciousness. Chichakti swarupa matraha. Therefore, such consciousness is what no atma pratyayahi yeva pratyayeshu avisishtataya lakshyate. What should you understand here? Really speaking, there is no such thing called chidabhasaha. There is no such thing called manifest, isn't it? Reflected consciousness or manifest consciousness. There is just consciousness. Consciousness gets the name illuminator in the presence of the illumined. Consciousness is given the name manifest consciousness in the presence of the manifesting medium, the vritti. Like what? This example I gave you many times before also. I'll tell you again. See, light illumining is the swarupam of the light. It's not an action. So opaque thing is brought in here, it illumines. If it is taken away afterwards, what happens to light? Light remains as light. When it is brought in, what happens to light? Light is the light. There is no reflected light or the pure light. Before this mic was brought to this class also, there is light. After this class, mic is taken away also, there is light. What change happens on the light? Avisishtataya. Isn't it? Avisishtataya means what now? Invariably, unchangingly, the light is. But gets the name what now? We say reflected light. Why the light gets the name reflected light? Because the opaque reflects the light to be, is it? Opaque reflects the light. So in the presence of the opaque light gets the name reflected light. In the absence of the opaque light loses the name reflected light. But light is light. And with the name, without the name, there is no change whatsoever on the part of the light. Light is the same light. Similarly, chidabhasaha, which is a reflected consciousness, reflection of consciousness, or manifest consciousness. We use the word manifestation, I prefer always. Consciousness, what now? In the presence of vrittis, consciousness gets the name manifest consciousness. In the absence of vrittis, consciousness is without the name chidabhasa. Chit is always chit only. No, now if you say, if no object is here, no opaque is here, we all walk in the light only. But still, if I ask you to search for the illuminator, isn't it? But the presence of opaque, you recognize light as the illuminator. The light, see, when does the light get the name illuminator? Only when it illumines. When does it illumine? Only if the object is there. Isn't it? Only an opaque is there. In the presence of the opaque alone, light illumines the opaque. Only if it illumines the opaque, it gets the name illuminator. Only when it gets the name illuminator, it is recognizable. If the illumination is not there, it is non-recognizable, non-transactable. Is it clear? Therefore, for recognition, it needs to have status. And with the status, there must be what? Vritti. Similarly, here also, the vrittis are there. The only when the vrittis are there, there is manifestation. Only when it is manifest is recognizable. When the vrittis are not there, the manifestation is not there, it is non-recognizable. Therefore, for you to have the knowledge of the self, you know, for you to have knowledge of the reality of the universe, the Brahman, we know very well, Brahman, the reality of the universe, which is available for understanding as the existence of everything, is available for recognition as consciousness, only in the mind, only through the vrittis, only with the help of the vrittis. As what? As the invariably present consciousness in all the variable thoughts. Visishtasu vrittishu avisishtataya lakshyate. The intellectual filtering of the thoughts is important to rediscover chit from chidabhasa. To have the perspective change, and which is called Brahma Jnanam, Atma Jnanam. To have light Jnanam, what should you do? You need not take this mic and put it away and come and see the light. Understand? You filter the, you remove the mic intellectually and resolve the illuminator of this mic in the light and recognize light. You rediscover the light from the reflected light, so-called reflected light, in the presence of the reflecting medium. Only in the presence of the reflecting medium, you recognize the reflected light, and from the reflected light, you intellectually remove the reflecting medium, comprehend the pure light. Similarly, in the presence of the vrittis, you recognize the manifest consciousness, and there intellectually remove the manifesting medium, the thought, media, the thoughts, the mind, then comprehend the pure consciousness from the, recognize the manifest consciousness, and the manifest consciousness, what you do? Intellectually remove the thoughts, then comprehend the pure consciousness. Understand, there is no such a thing called a manifest consciousness. There's just consciousness. It gets the name manifest consciousness when the pure, all-pervasive, eternal reality, the consciousness, obtaining in the mind, available for recognition as manifest consciousness, is given the name Chidabhasaha. And it seems to, with all seeming limitations, because of the limitations of the mind. Is it clear? He says, na anyat durat anyat na anyat dwaram
anyat dwaram
atmanah
atmanah
vijnanaya
vijnanaya.
What an authentic statement you have heard. Na anyat dwaram atmanah jnanaya. Na anyat dwaram. There is no other entrance for arriving at Brahman. There is no other way for arriving at Brahman. Na anyadvaram. Anyadvaram means entrance. There is no other way. There is no other entrance. There is no other way. No way of arriving at Brahman. Na anyat dwaram atmanaha jnanaya, for self-knowledge, for arriving at the reality Brahman as the self, no other way. I'll go outside. Search and search everywhere, go for pilgrimage all over Jagat. You will see Brahman, the reality, as existence everywhere. Wherever you go, Brahman is. You can experience Brahman as what? Reality as what? As anything exists means Brahman alone exists. As existence, you can arrive at Brahman. Isn't it? But what is this, what is that which is there as the existence of everything in this Jagat, you know? That is why it's a nice wording, Swadesho Bhavanatrayam. All the three worlds are what? Yourself. Swadeshaha. What is your area? Isn't it? Swadeshaha. Bhavanatrayam, all three worlds are where, you know. But that Brahman, the reality, the existence of the universe, is available for recognition as consciousness, as manifest consciousness, in your own mind, in every vritti. Every vritti is what? Every vritti is what? In every vritti, reality is available. As what? Chidabhasa. Isn't it? Manifestuka. And what is Chidabhasa? Chit. What is Chidabhasa? What is reflected light here? Light. What is manifest consciousness? Pure consciousness. In every vritti, every cognition, in every perception, in every emotion, in every thought, every experience, what is there? Consciousness. Every thought indicates what? Manifestation of consciousness. This consciousness move here? What is moving? Vrittis are different. Visishtaha vritteha. They keep on changing. But what is avisishtataya tishtati? What is there invariably there? Unchangingly there? Tad lakshyate. Isn't it? Saha atma lakshyate. That is what is. That is how you have to arrive at that. Okay? Na anyadvaram atmanaha jnanaya. There is no other way of arriving at reality, recognizing, understanding reality. This is the only way. All paths lead to the goal, same goal. Where is the path? This is the only way. Atmanaha jnanaya anyadvaram nasti. Atma evameva lakshyate. This is how Atma can be arrived at. This is how Atma is arrived at. Comprehensible. How? Bodham, bodham, pratibodha viditam. Every experience is what? Every vritti manifests what? Consciousness. Every vritti is illumined by what? Consciousness. Every vritti is illumined by consciousness. Every vritti manifests consciousness. Is it? That manifest consciousness in every vritti is nothing but pure consciousness. The chidabhasa is nothing but chit alone. Take the chidabhasa. Where is chidabhasa? In the presence of the vritti, the chit gets the name chidabhasa. In the absence of vritti, what is chit? Chit. Chit is non-recognizable. Chit is non-recognizable. What is recognizable? Chidabhasa is recognizable. What is chidabhasa? Chit alone. What should you do? Remove the vritti. How? Intellectually. When you recognize the chidabhasa, and in chidabhasa itself is chit, that is what? Recognition of chit. Recognition of chidabhasa being the name given to chit in the presence of the thought is what? Arriving at consciousness, chit, which is atma-jnanam. This is what is self-knowledge. And what is the consciousness? What is the chit? Eternal, all-pervasive. But why then there is limitations? Who has limitations? Chitti is ever limitless. Who has limitations now? Chit appearing as chidabhasa in a given mind seems to have limitations, not really. Because chit has nothing to do with the this vritti. The conscience has nothing to do with the vritti. The vritti cannot do any harm, anything to the limitations of the vrittis. Limitations, no, cannot affect the consciousness. It's like, no, the mic is brought in here. It is here, is taken back, and it has something happens to the mic. And everything is what? In what way does light get affected? This is the connection, okay? I'm here, so what if consciousness is not affected by anything? So what if consciousness is eternal? So what if consciousness is limitless? But I have all the problems. Who are you? Where do you want to place I? What is this I? I, isn't it? It is consciousness. I am consciousness. What should be claimed here? Your choice now. You can claim the changing vrittis as aham, changing mind full of vrittis as aham, or changeless consciousness is aham. I should claim the changeless, invariably present consciousness as I. Is it? Not the changing vrittis. I am consciousness, invariably present in all the variable vrittis, illumining the vrittis, being aware of the vrittis, unaffected by the vrittis, I am. Like how the illuminator light is there as illuminator, unaffected by the illumined objects. Is it clear? So, okay, now he's going to say next line, what is accurate, absolute knowledge of the reality? What is the vision? What is distortion free, clear vision of the self? Doubt free, ascertained vision of the self. What is it? That is said in the next line. Ataha, okay, it's time now. Pratyaya pratyagatmataya viditam brahma yada tada tanmatam tat samyak darshanam ityartaha. This is what is said to be samyak darshanam. This is what the appropriate, clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of, doubt-free vision. Okay, ascertainment may need, again, contemplation. This is the doubt-free, clear vision of the reality. When the reality, yada, when does it happen? Yada, brahma viditam, when Brahman is known, reality is known, recognized. Where? Pratyaya pratyagatmataya, as the one invariably present in, as the manifest consciousness invariably present in all the variable manifesting thoughts. Okay, I'll stop here. I'll explain this line again next week. Today I want to say two things, isn't it? Two things only. I heard only two things today. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harih Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harih Om.